This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The Academy Awards are Sunday. But in Hollywood, the party's already started. Saturday evening, Miramax is going to hold its annual bash, always one of the hottest events of the season. The studio has a big clutch of nominations this year, and it is celebrating its 25th anniversary. But the Miramax party will be historic for another reason, and here to tell all is NPR entertainment correspondent Kim Masters. Kim, welcome
Alex.
To the show again.
And thank
you. Miramax has a lot to celebrate this Oscar season.
That is true. The company is like an Oscar magnet, and this year it's got 20 nominations. It's a kind of record that no other studio can touch, and it includes a couple of Best Picture contenders, The Aviator and Finding Neverland.
Okay. But with all this success, there are these longstanding rumors that the company's founders are on their way out. Indeed, they're practically gone. How is that?
Yes, like many others before them, the two founders of Miramax, Harvey and Bob Weinstein, have clashed for a long time now with Disney chief executive Michael Eisner. The Weinsteins sold their company to Disney in 1994, and the relationship is soured, and Disney is going to show them the door.
So what is this fight about, and when is that door closing?
The door is going to close within, I think, days at this point. You know, Miramax changed. It started out doing magic with very low-budget films. And I'll give you an example is Pulp Fiction, which cost about $8 million and grossed more than $200 million worldwide. But as time went on, Harvey Weinstein's big, hearty appetites grew and grew, and he started to make more and more expensive films like Gangs of New York and Cold Mountain. And that's all very well and good when the movies work, but they were moderately successful at the box office, but not nearly enough to justify their cost. And this last year, they embarrassed Disney a lot over Fahrenheit 9/11, the Michael Moore picture, which Disney declined to distribute. And they then went on to make a pile of money with that.
And they bought it and said, okay, you don't want it, we'll take it.
Exactly.
And, yeah.
They actually aggressively went after Michael Eisner and sought to embarrass him.
They did. Okay, well, you're talking about a fight between Harvey Weinstein and Michael Eisner. They're like the great movie monsters, Godzilla versus Mothra. I mean, this is the clash of the titans.
It is. You know, Harvey did not exactly approach Michael Eisner in a conciliatory way. We talked to him about another dispute, which is now forgotten, last year, and this is the attitude he brought to that quarrel.
The big thing is going to be, you know, for Miramax, I think we can do what we want. I mean, there's always the case of Michael Eisner firing us, but that might be a cause for celebration, you know, I mean, in all quarters, ours included.
So, Kim, are the Weinsteins celebrating their departure from Disney?
No, I actually think that they thought they could pull the tiger's tail, and now they are somewhat astonished at what has happened.
But they're still the Weinstein brothers. They're still incredibly successful. Someone must want these guys.
Yes, but it's hard to say who, because everybody has watched and seen how Harvey does what he wants and how difficult the Weinsteins are. I mean, these guys are notoriously tough guys. Meanwhile, most of the studios have sort of mimicked what Miramax has done by setting up their own sort of art house divisions like Fox Searchlight, which brought us Sideways. And it's hard to sort of see what they're going to do. I mean, they'll obviously try to raise some money and no one expects them to vanish, but it's hard to figure out where they will be. They'll probably have to distribute their own films. Probably there won't be a studio deal.
And what about Miramax, the company they leave behind? I mean, that's going to stay with Disney.
Yes, Disney says it intends to keep Miramax alive as a brand name with a much reduced budget. And then it's hard to sort of picture what Miramax will be. It's sort of like, I don't know, Florida without orange juice or something, Miramax without the Weinsteins. We actually asked Kevin Smith, the director who made Clerks and various other movies, about this a while ago. And this is what he had to say.
The notion of keeping Miramax without Harvey and Bob is kind of like keeping Catholicism but taking Christ out of it.
Kim Masters, on that note, keep the faith, and more from you next week, perhaps, on developments in this.
I think it will be very soon, yes. Thanks, Alex.